download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Again, we thank Michael Legro for being our guest, and also Jeff Deal. We kind of had a combo platter there of guests, as Jeff had a little bit of trouble calling in and getting in. If you want to follow myself on Twitter, at Kevin Tachi, it's that easy. And we do our best to try to make sure that we put the podcast up if you missed any particular segment. Now, we kind of go from talking with Mark to talking a little bit about one of our valued sponsors, Signature Healthcare. And joining us right now, we have Marie Gross. She is Signature Healthcare, Brockton Hospital's VP of Business Development.
Hello,
Kevin. Marie. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for having us.
And we have Dr. Rolf Frater. And he is, as of tomorrow, you are going to be the chief of medical oncology and hematology. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. Pleasure to be here.
So this is a cool aspect to our conversation tonight. You know, you think one of the big things when it comes to healthcare and when it comes to getting quality healthcare and when it comes to dealing with cancer, and nobody likes to say cancer, but a lot of times you think of that, you know, oh my God, if somebody has this, the first thing they have to do is they have to go to Boston, they got to go to Dana-Farber. And that's a place that Dr. Frater knows well because he has worked there 14 years, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so now, thanks to a partnership that developed earlier this year between Signature Healthcare and Beth Israel Deaconess, that we have quality care when it comes to the treatment of cancer. You no longer have to go all the way to Boston.
That's exactly right. We are now bringing Boston to the patient. Instead of having the patient travel to Boston, you now get the internationally regarded best quality care right here in your community, which is absolutely critical for people who don't have the means to travel, or who are too sick to travel, or don't have family members close by who help them move about. We bring it to you, and it's the best care available.
What was it about bringing Dr. Frater on to be a part of this process? Because he's a key part of this in this partnership and being able to provide this on the South Shore. Talk to us about that.
He absolutely is. This is really quite a dream for us, and we knew that we had to attract the top talent because the reputation of the physicians is paramount. Patients all research the web, and they know whether they want to go. And Dr. Frater has an exceptional reputation both within our general community, but even within the greater Boston, Brockton market. He is, well, I'll let him speak for himself in terms of his training and expertise.
Could I talk to us about, you know, being a part of this new collaboration, Doctor?
Well, I'm very excited to join Signature Healthcare Brockton, and especially with the partnership that has been established with a tertiary medical center, the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, a world-renowned center. And what this allows us to do, really, is to bring what's called multidisciplinary care to the cancer patient. Cancer treatment is becoming increasingly complicated, but also increasingly personalized, as we learn more about what drives cancer and what causes cancer and how individual cancers differ, we can really target our therapy. And that really takes the creation of a large team. It's not just one medical oncologist or surgeon or radiation oncologist. It's all three with a number of ancillary specialists, social work, pastoral care, nutrition. It's a very large team, if you will, taking care of a cancer patient. And as things get more complicated, certain procedures are so specialized that they are best done at a large medical center, liver surgery, pancreatic surgery, sure, clinical trials, which will also be propagating at the Signature Healthcare Brockton, and also best done with a partner. And that's really where the BI Deaconess comes in.
I have to ask you this, and that is it when it comes to the treatments, is this still the main treatments of chemotherapy, radiology? Are those going to be provided, or will those be able to go to Signature Healthcare and be able to have that, and then also the surgeries as well?
Absolutely. We will be providing all of those services. It depends on the service that's needed. Again, for some very specialized surgeries, we have partners, surgeons at the Beth Israel Deaconess. But the idea really is one-stop shopping, and that will be at Signature Healthcare Brockton with a new cancer center that's in the planning stage going up soon. In my current location, there's very little that we can't handle there. Some acute leukemias, bone marrow transplants, but most we handle there, and we actually have colleagues come down, as we will at Signature Healthcare Brockton, to work with us.
Mm. How unique is that to have, like you're talking about, having colleagues to be able to come down to Brockton instead of going the other way around?
It's really unique. I mean, in our affiliation with Beth Israel Deaconess, we've been doing developing a number of programs. In addition to oncology, we also have orthopedics and cardiology and specialty services in maternal fetal medicine and OBGYN. And what that has proven to be is really top-notch care, specialty clinics, one-stop shopping right in our facility. And as Dr. Frater mentioned, we're in a position now by working with Beth Israel to recognize that there's really an explosion of new technologies and services coming. We're on the planning stages for developing a new facility as well to house the medical office, to house the oncology center within a medical office building. So you'll have all the technology, the radiation therapy program, the medical infusion program, the social workers, nutrition, patient navigators, second opinion program, meaning that the patient can seek a second opinion but without having to travel up to Boston or any place else. The specialist will come to them. We'll also have a lot of other amenities for families so that it's really much more comfortable. You're there with your patient. You don't need to feel as if you're, you know, all alone. You'll have support services, and it'll be much more engaging and really very comfortable for the entire family and patient.
And that is kind of a key, knowing that the comfort is within, you're closer to home.
You're so much closer to home. And as I said, you know, a lot of patients don't necessarily have their financial means or their family support. They may not have anyone around them. And who's going to be working with them to drive them day after day, week after week?
Right.
It's quite a burden on families. And so by having it close to home, this allows for the family to continue to participate. And what we also know is that by having it closer to home, patients actually adhere to their treatment plans much better, and that improves the quality of the care and the quality of their outcomes.
If you would kind of go into how did the collaboration come about? What was the nuts and bolts that got this collaboration together that seems like it's going to be a long-term marriage?
It's been in existence for over 2 years, and it's a situation where Signature basically was looking at the market and recognizing that they needed to work very collaboratively with a tertiary level facility, a facility that had expertise and a real depth of practitioners that they could look to and rely upon. And in collaboration with the Board of Trustees and the medical staff, we really carefully considered which organization might we align with, an organization that would respect the mission of Signature Healthcare Brockton Hospital and allow for us to work collaboratively, but to allow us to maintain our independence. And we really feel as if
that's kind of a key.
It really has been a key. Our commitment is to our community and our mission. And it's oftentimes some people, you know, may have thought, oh, well, that was something we would just move away from in light of the fact we were going to link with someone else. Beth Israel recognized that mission, and they very much engaged that, embraced that, and we've been very pleased with the relationship over the past couple of years and have really introduced a number of very solid programs.
Get you to remind us some of the voices that you are hearing as we have Marie Gross, who is VP of Business Development for Signature Healthcare, and Dr. Rolf Frater, who is the Chief of Medical Oncology and Hematology, talking about the great new partnership and talking about that, you know, instead of having to go to Boston, that you can get treatment here. What are some of the new treatments that we're starting to see that could be, you know, experienced if somebody is dealing with cancer, depending on what the cancer is, at Signature Healthcare?
Well, we do a number of so-called targeted therapies. One of the oldest that's been around for over a decade is an antibody, a molecule that is specifically designed to bind to a particular protein called Rituxan. That is given as a part of many different regimens in lymphomas, and it's really turned the tables there. We have other agents, so-called anti-angiogenic agents. They impede tumor blood vessel formation. They start starving the tumor, and then you come in with something else. The biggest one there is known as Avastin or bevacizumab. A lot of our patients get that as part of various regimens. But what's really exciting, what was named as one of the top advances of 2015, is so-called immunotherapy, using novel agents to allow one's own immune system to attack a cancer. And that has made tremendous progress in melanoma. So a lot of targeted therapies.
Judy, you have a question?
Does the partnership require physical changes to the location in Brockton, or is this something that will maybe over time require that type of change?
Well, we're actually introducing the expanded service right at the hospital at the moment, but we have plans underway to advance to a new medical office building, which would be, the hope is that would be available and up and running by 2018. And in that new facility will be the full array of clinical services, as Dr. Frater mentioned, the medical oncology services, the radiation oncology, plus all of the support services, because the thinking behind it is you want to create a very easy one-stop shopping, comprehensive program, and that's for the patient, clearly, but it's also because we find that in medicine, by having all of the physicians within one area, they collaborate, there'll be an opportunity to have relationships, testing and visual conferencing with the physicians in Boston. So it allows for everyone to come together and to sit and evaluate a particular case.
Everybody's on the same page.
Everybody's on the same page. And then you can work as a team and share with the patient and their family the recommended treatment. So what that does is it, again, provides one-stop shopping. That new facility is, again, we're working towards that coming online in 2018.
Now, is this going to be something that... I thought I read somewhere that Signature Healthcare just got a grant, a significant grant. And I don't know if it has anything to do with the cancer center, or if it just has to do with...
No.
Is it something different?
We are working very much with the community and our fellow past patients and our supporters, with the hopes that we can do more to generate support for the proposed facility.
Would the facility be within the parameters of where Signature Healthcare is, where the Brockton Hospital is now?
It would be right on the campus of Signature Healthcare Brockton Hospital. There is a facility there that we'll be removing, and it's expected to go on that new site, and it will be quite lovely and very, very much new and highest technology.
Anything I haven't asked either of you two, but you kind of feel is important to this conversation and important to get out to the listeners here on 95.9 WATD as to this new partnership and the thought that we can do cancer treatments here, you know?
Go ahead.
There is almost no one who personally or through a spouse or family member has not been touched by cancer.
Amen.
It's a devastating disease. It causes a lot of anxiety. And what we're doing here is coming up with a comprehensive program where we're going to bring patients with new diagnoses in quickly the next day, as needed, assemble a multidisciplinary team and aggressively treat their cancer in an individualized manner. And that will be a big step forward.
Is there going to be future announcements as to other doctors who are coming on board? Are you bringing more people in, or are you going to be working with the people that are already at the Signature Healthcare to get them on board as far as with oncology and cancer treatment?
Dr. Frater is brand new to us, and he has been charged with developing the new program in collaboration with Dr. Stephen Lane, who is our chief of radiation oncology, and they will be amassing a team to meet the demands, and we have full confidence that there will be a lot of patients patients demanding the care. We've already started hearing from patients because it is so special, and they're really very excited to have it close to home. So I would expect that you'll see the team being pulled together and announced as soon as possible.
What will be some of the things that you'll be doing to kind of pull the team together and speaking with the other doctor who is in charge of radiation?
Well, basically getting to know my new colleagues there. Dr. Lane has an outstanding radiation oncology program, and building the multidisciplinary collaborations that make cutting-edge cancer treatment work.
Excellent. What if folks want to find out more information in regards to what Signature Healthcare is doing, what you're devising in regards to being able to provide cancer treatment here on the South Shore?
I direct you to our webpage, which is signaturehealthcare.org, and we're both on the web as well. I would encourage them to look for their newspaper as well as their magazines that might be coming in their mailboxes, because we are going to be sharing with our community and our prospective patients the announcement of Dr. Frater. We've already made a few announcements, but please look out for that. So please go to our website.
How long have you been with Signature Healthcare?
I've been with Signature for just over 6 years.
Wow.
And
excited are you about this?
I'm very excited.
Because this is you know, it's almost like I liken it to something. It's I don't want to use the word new toy. That's not the wrong.
Oh no,
but,
it's not
but
a
what,
toy.
But what yeah. I'm saying is you have something that's new and exciting, that's going to be a resource for the community.
Yes.
And it's also going to be a draw, because you're one of how many hospitals in the area?
Well, there.
You have other hospitals.
There's
another
hospital in the city.
We don't want to talk about that. But the idea is, where you guys,
we're going to be bringing
healthcare. Will have that yes. key cog that nobody else has.
Well, and I can share, personally, I've been affected by cancer as well as many people in my family, and I was asked actually by Chief Hayden, who is the former chief of Brockton.
Right.
And he
Bob
is
Hayden,
a,
yeah.
yes, he's a very, very strong supporter of Dr. Frater. He's, he just has really been very, well, served by Dr. Frater, and he is a major supporter of him. And as he and I both have said, you know, unless you understand what the toll that it puts on a family and what it you don't understand what the benefit of having it all here locally under one roof. And as someone asked, well, what does it mean? It's really important, because it means I can have my family nearby when I need them most. And you will need them. You need your caregivers. So having everybody there for you just is really going to monumentally change the way we provide patients top quality care.
It would be important to say that while the physical aspect of someone's being dealing with cancer, the mental part is just important, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And we've got the psychiatric services, spiritual counseling, social work. It is a very large team to get patients and their families through this. And I want to say, to Marie's point, we're delighted to have Chief Hayden as a supporter. He's a terrific fellow.
Yeah, he did a great job as the police chief.
Yes, he did.
And not only in Brockton, but he served in other capacities. Mm-hmm. And you talk about a guy who he's been dealing with it for how long now?
And 5 years.
5 years. And you know what? And he's still, and thanks to the treatment that he's receiving, it's, you know,
yes,
he's still here with us.
Yes, yes. And that speaks to what we'll be bringing
here to the South
here
Shore.
Here to the South Shore.
I want to thank both of you for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Let's figure out a way to have you back in, maybe when there's an update or you have another more news to break.
You're welcome to come. Yes,
love to have you both in.
Thank you.
And talk about
Thanks
it.
Thanks very much.
Okay, this is very important. And
this
I think
is
people,
very important.
People need
thank
to know
you.
About this.
Thank you.
We are going to step aside. And when we come back, more Monday Night Talk right here at 95.9 WATD.